Hi, welcome back to our podcast. I'm Katie. So moving on to the next topic is time management. Managing our time efficiently is something most of us have struggled with at some point during our personal or professional lives. It seemed that there is never enough time in a day, but since we all get the same 24 hours, why is it that some people achieve so much more with their time than others? The answer is to have a good time management. We need to understand the definitions of time management. Time management is a process of organizing and planning how to divide your time between specific activities. Good time management lets your work smarter, not harder, so you get more work done in less time. It can also help you to be more productive and reduce stress. So, how do we become better at time management? Step number one is to always recognize that we are in control of our time. Yes, you might have parents telling you what to do or your teacher, but fundamentally, you're in control of your own time and you could choose whatever you want to do at that time. Until step two is you need to identify and prioritize things you need to do. Just like learning to be okay with saying no to stuff is another really important principle of time management. You should use the hell yeah or no tips. We should learn to say no if it's not a hell yeah or like important things to do, especially when things become more limited. Next is step 3, the daily highlights. It's from a book called Make Time by Jake Knapp and John Saratsky. So basically the idea is that every day you decide to do this thing, and this one thing's gonna be your highlight of the day, and the only thing that you need to get done today. So if you do this every day and you always get things done, you will be happy and feel satisfied at the end of the day. But if you have a day where you don't set your daily highlights, then you kind of drown in your to-do list and you feel stressed that you need to do this and to do that. So it's gonna be a whole lot of harder to get stuff done. Whereas on a day where you have the daily highlight, you just have to do one thing that you're focusing on, and then it's gonna really help with your time management. Moving on to step 4 is to use a to-do list. You can use a physical or online to-do list. Our brain is for creating ideas, not for holding them. So you have to write it down so you can remember. I think that to-do lists are widely underrated and they seem so simple and easy to use, but they get the job done perfectly. So you just need a pen and a paper. Remember to prioritize activities as you use the to-do list. Like, what is your daily highlights and what do you need to do most? The last step is step 5. To build accurate self-awareness of your time management skill. Self-awareness of one prevents related to time management, such as multitasking or being proactive, can deepen an understanding of where you might struggle as your change effort go against exiting habits. So, being awareness skills is number one, treat your time like money. Creating a time budget that details how much you spend your hours during a typical week or month. Categorize time into must-do and want-to-dos list, or you can use the healthier or no tips. Number two is try timing up. Record how long you spend on tasks with very clear deadlines rather than how much time you have left. Number three is evaluate how realistic you assess time. After finishing a project, evaluate how long you thought it would take and how long it actually took. Number four is take a future time perspective. Think about how the task you're doing right now will help or hurt you in the future. Like how today's project's task impacts next week's task. Some sort like that. And then number five is avoid sunk cost fallacy. When you think you might be spending too much time on activities, you need to step back and evaluate its importance. And the last is schedule your protected time. Make a calendar appointment with yourself to ensure uninterrupted time to dedicate to your most important projects. Spending a little time learning about time management techniques will have a huge benefit for you. The benefits are you will have a greater productivity and efficiency and a professional reputation. You will feel less stress and increase opportunities for advancement. Furthermore, you will have greater opportunities to achieve important lives and career goals. So, this is the end of my topics. Thank you for listening and joining our podcast.